Yeah, hey, that's testing statewide one.
N-A-R-U-H, I mean, K-E-A-R-U-H, K-E-A-R-U-H, N-A-B-Z-R.
K-E-A-R-U-H, statewide one.
Morning, Dean, N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Currently, I'm on medium power in BJ's. How's my signal? I'm sure you're not looking at the dashboard, but I'm just kind of curious.
No, very good signal, loud and clear. And I switched over to the dashboard, 0% and 99 RSSI. So very good. Not sure if you copied last game, but very good signal. One, it's a 99% on the RSSI and 0% loss.
Copy that. I'm sorry, the wife got an urgent text message and she was reading it to me. That's actually pretty impressive. So how's your day going?
Hey, so far so good. I think the boss is working, right? Obviously you're not. And I am setting up my bat phone right now, so this is kind of interesting. Configuring it, the Cisco 524G over the HOIP service. Hey, still kind of new to me, but the setup seemed to be pretty easy. I'm sure you'd be able to handle it real good, if and when you ever partake in this.
I'll copy that. I got a. I did apply for my extension, so I do have it. I just don't have any equipment at the moment. And hopefully. The boss is sleeping because we were short staffed, so he stayed over and pulled a 24 last night. So hopefully he's sleeping.
Okay, I wonder, because his schedule must be the original schedule. It's like pushed over to my phone, but that didn't take an account of that double, because I was listening to dispatch and he just kept going and going, and it was on the afternoon and I was about ready to text him and say, don't you ever leave, you know? So I figured he pulled the double.
Yeah, he volunteered. Sorry for the leg there. He volunteered to stay over to help fill in. So that was cool of him. Obviously, my training's not done, so I don't have the ability to do so. But yes, sir.
Yeah, I understand. Like we talked, it'll be a while before you get on radios. But when you do, and if you're available, you get to get the. Double time or whatever they give you, the overtime on that, that is kind of nice. You know, as long as it's not mandatory. We used to have mandatories, and those were not nice when you were ordered over.
Oh, yeah, they have something like that. I don't know if it applies to us, but they do have mandatory holdovers.
And I'm not sure what it's in today's terms, but we were always limited to 16. Man, 24 hours, that's a long day.
K-E-A-L-A-X. I'm gonna step off here. I'm literally in the middle.
Hi as well, Dean. You have a good one. Good QSO. N-A-W-R-O, I'll be clear as well.
I was very unattentive, so I don't know if I said you good QSO, but I appreciate it. K-E-A-L-A-X, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Well, technology-wise, you can hit repeater from there. That's pretty good. NAWRO clear.
KCKJO. KCKJO, KEAAX. Hey, Dean.
Hi, good afternoon, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I saw that you got your Mastastic on, or your Mastastic online.
Oh yeah, which one are you seeing? Oh, it's probably my is it LAX or LAX one or LAX two? Which one?
LAX.
Yeah, that's the one that I've got sitting up in my window in the dining room. I've got one that I have put up at the shop in Chesterfield, and I also have one I keep on my backpack.
Yeah, I see yours in Chesterfield. It says LAX on it. I sent you a message on it just to test it.
Yeah, stand by. I'll log into it. if it doesn't take for Absolute ever. I've got that one actually hooked up to the Wi-Fi router. But yeah, I'm trying to remember, because I think LAX 1, I think, is the house. LAX 2, I think, is my backpack. And LAX R is the one I have set up as a repeater at the shop.
Who are you talking to? We're only hearing one person.
Who, me? Dean's out there. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, I heard Dean. I didn't hear you. It sounded like he was talking to himself.
Yeah, playing with my Meshtastic. And I sent it to LAX2, Dean, -2. But it says max transmission reached.
Oh, my. I haven't logged into this one in a long time. I'm lots of messages behind. I don't have any private messages at the moment. I'll look.
Well, the one that I sent a message to was LAX2. That's the one that's on there.
Yep, that's the one I have in my dining room that's live right now.
See if it is. Dave, you got yours on that you can hop through on it? See if you see me in Clinton Township. It's under Cujo, of course.
Yeah, hold on. I'm in. Oh, wow. My node needs to be recharged. So just so you know, if you've got a node at home that's, like, up really high, you need to make that one client base, client base, and then you make your other nodes client mute, and then that way it makes sure that everything routes through your really powerful node or one that's up higher. So Tom, over to you really quick. What's the name of your node?
Cujo-919.
Yeah, I don't see your name. If you know the last four digits of your radio ID, I don't know what they call that. Like some people say Meshtastic, and they have like a four-character, identifier. If you know what that four-character identifier is, I can look by that.
I think it was 919 Charlie.
Do you have a two-story house, Tom? Maybe put your node on the second floor, if you do, or as high as you can get. Let it sit by a window or something for a bit.
All right, give me a minute. NAFS, KKK Joe.
Close enough. KFAS.
Oh, KFAS. Sorry, Dave. Okay, the node number is 3836, and the user ID is 919 Charlie, and the role is client.
Yeah, that's fine. You only got one node. Client's like the default. Oh, I see KELAX is sending a message. I see a message from you, Dean. I didn't realize how far away Memphis is. You guys are up north. You guys need somebody in, like, Armada, or like Riley Center. You need somebody over there. That would bridge you to Romeo. Okay, I gotta find my. I have a box somewhere full of Meshtastic stuff. I gotta find my stash because I've got one of those T-Dex in it. You know, it looks like a BlackBerry, and they've made some updates to the Meshtastic since I last played with it. So I want to try that out, but I can't find the box. Found all my boards. I got these pie hats. They go on top of a pie, and they will output the full 1 watt. So I got a bunch of those boards too. But now they make a new board that does 2 watts, but you're only supposed to do one, unless you're doing amateur radio stuff.
Yeah, I got mine by the window, Dave and Dean. So, I mean, a little green light, and I see a green light flickering fast, and then a red light, so it must be doing something. And it says that there's 10 online.
Yeah, just let it sit there. I would just let it sit there and see what it finds. You might have to get a better antenna for it. They sell these antennas on Amazon, Muzi Works, M-U-Z-I Works, and they're like $12 for one. Or you can, like, you know, you can save if you buy more. And they get down to, like, $10 a piece for four. You know, for four, it's, like, $40. but those ones are tuned for the mesh-tastic frequency, and they're 5 dB gain antenna, and they're pretty well received in the mesh-tastic world. But you know, there's only so much you can do. You know, these things are very low power, low wattage, low power, and a 5 dB antenna will help you receive as well as transmit. It'll turn that quarter watt into effectively, I think, a half a watt.
Send me the link in Discord, Dave, and I'll look into it, maybe order a couple. So I got another mesh-tastic coming, so. All right, I'll be right back. I'll let it sit by the window for a bit. I'm in a ranch, so we'll just see what it does. Talk soon, KCATDO.
All righty, KFADA.
KCATJO, WAFU.
KCATJO, what's up, Sean?
It's funny, you guys, I heard you talk about the mesh-tastic stuff. I've been playing with it here the last couple of days. In fact, I got a new one just came in. I got one of those little L1s. But I've been sending out little CQs on Longfast, and I sent a direct message to Eric. I sent a direct one to Dean. I sent a direct one to Dave. I sent a direct one to Greg. I am like having 0% here. I get it. For me, they're all hops, but still, I think they'd find their way back, no?
I think so. Mine keeps saying, I sent it to Dean, and it says encrypted send failed. So no, because I turned it on as a licensed operator if it did a couple things on it.
Oh, yeah, I don't check the licensed operator box. If it just limits you, right? Or does it give you more? I don't know. How does that work? But I don't check that. I figure most of the people playing with these are probably, well, I don't know. Probably 50-50. Anywho, I do not check that box. I don't know if that has any bearing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. I just turned mine off and rebooted it and waiting for it to kick in. And it says retrieving mode, subscribe. And my Bluetooth looks good. You should be able to find me on there. It says Cujo.
Yeah, let's see which one am I connected. Okay, I'm connected up to my highest one. It has an external antenna and it's outside. So let's see here. What do I see? That's just messaging. There we go. I'll look and see if I see anywhere here. Yeah, but I'm going through this thing and I see VSI1, which I'm assuming is Greg. I'm seeing a N9 UXU two hops away. Pine Tree, which is, I think, in that Riley stuff. When I say seeing, what I basically mean is I've got an entry. So there's stuff made its way to me at some point. There's Pine Tree, there's Router. Macomb Township 1, I think. That's one it might be, Dave, not sure. KE8LAX2, my Greg base, not sure if that's Greg. So I've seen quite a few, but KF8LS, L1 Pro, I have seen quite a bit, but haven't been able to get back to anybody yet.
Yeah, is yours 7798?
That's one of mine, yeah. That's my home node, my highest one that's got an outside antenna. All of mine start with FU.
All right, I just sent it to 7798, so it's waiting to be acknowledged. I'm going to try bringing mine to the back of the house and see if it happens by the window. You're right there.
I mean, really, the only thing that's going to do is just maybe cut one hop down if you get out a little farther, right? I mean, we're hopping. You know, there's no way from you to me we're going to be direct. You know, you see me there, that just means that I hopscotched along the mesh network. You saw me. I just don't know if he set up some sort of a route. I don't think they do. I don't think they do anything like that. I guess you could do a trace route, do you?
W8FU, KCKGO. Trying to find you down here, see how many hops you are away from me. It says 4 hops. It shows 221. Today's date with a little moon. I don't know if that means it's silent. We got a negative 143. 4 hops away.
Right, so you would think we'd be able to chat. I mean, you see me, I'm 4 hops away, I see you. We should be able to send a message utilizing those hops, yes or no? I guess I'm not understanding what we're trying to accomplish here. You're just saying, oh, I see you. I mean, that gets old fast. What can we do with it? Can I send a text? That's what sort of money is. Booyah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying right now. I'm going down and, because it just says Meshtastic 7798. That must be the one up at the top of your house there.
Yeah, that would be my farthest reaching one. That's when I got up in the second floor with an external antenna. So that would be my best shot. I should move it to the east side of the house. I've got it on the west side, so that would probably help, seeing as most of the guys don't want to get the car over that way. But regardless, all right, well, I'm going to be monkeying around with it a little bit here, as I sit here. I've got 3 of them. They're all FU, FU underscore. I got a W, an H, and a M, work, home, and mobile. So any one of them. But work and home is the high one. Work and mobile are both down here in the chat with me. I'll get the work one deployed at work. And then the mobile one is, of course, down here with the rubber duck. That's that new L one I just got in today. So the home one's going to be the one that's easier to spot. Okay, let me know if you get anything. I'll be watching, too. W8FU.
Sounds good. I'll let you know. KCKGO.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to say hello.
Is that Anthony?
How am I coming in?
Just fine. I haven't heard you enough to critique it, but I don't seem to have missed anything. Are you up in Petoskey?
Springs on the other side of the bay. So, just curious. Up and down hills, so it may go up and down a little bit, but yeah, just got a handheld with a mag mount antenna on the roof, and just figured I heard you guys, I'd call out and then let you guys go on their things and trying to see if I could get in. So thanks for getting back to me.
Yep, there is. No, working great. So it's your Bofang radio. It has nothing to do with the network.
Are you saying that a $30 radio is what is holding this whole thing together?
Yeah. It's funny how people go, oh, I really like that radio. I was talking to somebody all the way and, you know, such and such. I'm like, God. All right. Anyhow, have fun, man. Stay warm. It is cold. If it's this cold down here, I'm sure it's frosty up there. I know you got the gear for it, so real good. And you're up there in that stuff deliberately, so I can't attest for your sanity, but enjoy.
Talk to you later, Sean. KDAU. Have a good night.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you. W8FU.
NAWRO, hey, Tom.
AWH, it's Ronson.
NAWRO, listening. KJO.
Go on, Anthony, KJOWH. I heard about 30 minutes ago, I heard Tom out here.
Yeah, maybe you got a phone call or something, because he's on the dashboard. Hey, I see Anthony, you switched to the Hackleberg. You were on, before you were on Petoskey. Are you on the move?
I am southbound. I was just overnight. I was skied with one of my buddies, and then he had a couple new hunting rifles, so we went and invited them in and hung out and now I'm on my way back south. I should be home around 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm just
like you had a fun time. That one was getting a little crunchy. You're at 121, which is like a tad bit over the threshold there. Have a safe trip, though, and I'm not really doing anything, so I should be monitoring when you get down further south. NAWRO, go ahead after you, Anthony. K-E-8-R-U-H, not sure if I caught your last, but I understand you're heading back home. Good time was had by all, so we'll see you when you get back here. But I will be monitoring in case you want to catch some of the stations along the way. N-A-W-R-O, after you.
Got in. Hopefully I'm getting this time, and I'll catch up with you later. K-E-8-R-U-H.
K-E-8-R-U-H. N-A-B-Z-R. Hey, Anthony, I was just curious where you're at, if you're on the Hackleberg repeater. Where's your location, over? Say again, you were broken.
I'm on I-75, mile marker 290. If I don't come through, I'm getting to a higher point, and maybe on the next one.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Thanks a lot, Anthony. NABZR, we'll be clear after your final and 73.
All right, we'll catch up with you soon. K-E-8-R-U-H. I'll be monitoring.
K-E-8-R-U-H. K-E-8-R-U-H. NABZR. K-E-8-R-U-H, K-E-8-R-U-H, N-A-W-R-O. Try again, Anthony. All right, that one was pretty much digital, so we'll wait for the next one, maybe. Safe driving. N-A-W-R-O, I'll be clear.
Can you hear me, anyone? Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec, trying to test some radio thing. Echo Friday. Echo Tango, Quebec, testing audio from my handheld to my radio.